Aymed, and we saw, he spoke about that the three Olamis in terms of Elyonim, Tzoy, and Tachtoin. He said the Olam Elyon is the Seichel, is the Olam of Seichel, the Olam HaEmtzoy is Shleimus. It also, by the way, the Metzius of balance, you know, it's the Metzius of Shleimus and Shalom is always seen as being part and parcel of a balanced thing. So therefore, the Nekud Emtzoy is always the thing that's balanced. That's the Kilu why it's especially appropriate that it's a balanced thing. Now he's going to go to the next world. Olam HaTachton is the world that is brought into existence. I want to explain it also in terms of position. Klal Gadol is, when we speak of Elyon and Tachton, we're speaking of Mashpia and Mushpa. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the one who is the Mashpia, and the Mashpia is always on top because the flow, you know, it's the other way around. The word top and bottom in an absolute sense has no meaning. When a person is in a spaceship, what's top and what's bottom? What's the top of the world? What's the bottom of the world? There's no hagdara for it. The hagdara of top and bottom is when this world, how do we decide what's on top and what's on the bottom? When you pour out a glass of water, it flows in a certain direction. We say it flows from the top to the bottom. The kivun towards where it's flowing is described as bottom. There's a place in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it still exists or not, it was a highway that they built in Yerushalayim near, I forgot the name of the Shechuna, Amon HaNetziv. It's like on the eastern part of Yerushalayim. And there's a road that they built that it's a little bit, the way it's curved in the mountain, it's a little bit of an optical illusion. So you see, it looks like a down road. One part of it, one segment of it looks like a down road. And you take a bottle and put it on the road, it starts rolling uphill. And you put the car in neutral, it starts going uphill. It's quite frightening and eerie, but the verdict is, I mean, it's an optical illusion. The way it's carved in the mountain, it looks like it should be going, the road on top is going downwards, the road on the bottom is going downwards. It's a little bit different, though. It looks like it's part of the same mahala. Whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. But the word is top and bottom are described as mashpia and mushpa. The one lamala is the mashpia, and the one lamata is the mushpa. So when I describe a world as being tachton, it is the makabel. That's its metzias. And therefore, the olam tachton, the metzias, is it gets its metzias from somewhere else. Even though the Elyon also got its Metzias on Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's not a clear perception of it because it stands as Elyon. So the Metzias of Elyon is Mashpia, the Metzias of Tachton is Mushpa. Ve'en ha'atzak ha'shagav ve'en ha'palav, v'yedua ke'esh pa'alam bo'elam ha'tachton. V'zeo k'moy she'kosuv es ha'mor ha'godol v'msholos ha'yoyim, v'es ha'mor ha'kodno v'msholos ha'layla v'goyme. U'po'alim ha'elu goyze mishpatim ha'tachtoinim. So that's why there is a hashpah from the Olam Hazeh Elyonim to the Tachtonim. There has to be one, because by the definition, the Elyon and Tachton are arranged in terms of Mashpi and Mushpa. When we speak of spheres, we speak of higher spheres and lower spheres, we will speak of the Mashpi and the Mushpa. And because it's higher up and it's a Mashpia, Bal Korchach, whatever is in the Mushpa is in the Mashpia, and not everything that's in the Mashpia is in the Mushpa. That's the sense of a higher world. Let's talk about this a little bit. The Tzura, the basic Tzura of Hashpa, yes to get or not to get is the sheirish of din. In other words, when I'm totally in something, the accountability is the midas hadin. Lemushal, let's say I'm independent and by nas, I have a trust fund or whatever it is, and it just comes in, then I don't live bedin. I'm at tzias. There's no need to measure it, whether I'm producing, not producing, whatever it is. It's a mitzvah of din. When a person is mushpa, when a person has to get a shefer from somebody else, let's say a person is working, so I need to produce X and kefi the amount that I produce, I'm going to get. If I'm getting a matas chinam, I need to be nice chayin be'enei the person that I'm talking to, chayin hala. So he says, "Apala goyzem mishpat ha'tachtoinim v'koroisem mishpatei ha'mazolos." These are called mishpatei ha'mazolos. V'hu din gomo. The word mazolos also in the Sfarim, they always bring the word mazolos as coming from the word like noizel, like to drip. It drips down from the mazolos. It's a hashpah downwards. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave, since he's giving mitzvahs of Havaya, he's giving a that's called a midas hadin. There's another nekuda here. The word gezeira, which he's going to speak about. Every time that I'm giving, I don't give infinitely, and I don't give an infinite amount. I make a decision how much to give. So, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mekor Hashpah is infinite, but his Goyzer on Tachtoinim means he cuts how much. Achoyte Chayim L'chol Chay. It's like you have a long roll and you cut off a certain amount for the person. So Akadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain amount of din. The etim kiyum goes is measured in terms of din. Because the Maisa Bracious in itself was a Maisa of Gzeira's din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cutting a certain amount for the world. This and this will be the claim of the Nevroim. This and this will be how much they have, and so on. Ki Maisa Bracious Gam Kenoi Nevroim Zeros. Voi Mekabu Gzeirois of Mishpatov. L'chein Adayin, Kashi Gzeirois Gzeirois of Mishpatov, Mishabu Limidas Zois Shegazish Nesbach Nevroim. So this is a certain sushtel that when a dayan has to be goyza, how much each one is royu, and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyza X amount, and so on and so forth. Ki hu amar vayehi utziva yamud. O lefika ho'il matach namiyuchat bezeh, shol nimtze deva zeh bo'il ma'olim bo'il ma'imtzoi. Lak bo'il matach na sho'il ma'zeh, v'mkab adim in ha'moishlim. I want to add one more nekuda. Even though l'chura the olam emtzoi is also getting from the olam elyon, so first of all, that's none of our business. In other words, that we're not getting really from the olam emtzoi. We're getting from the olam elyon. It's not relevant to us. We're getting from the emtzoi. We're not getting directly from the elyon. As far as we're concerned, we're getting. But, and we're more getting than the middle world because we're bottled to both. I think there's another nekuda. The Maral doesn't say it here clearly. But I think there's another knach over here. The middle world is, there are two inyanim of ongoing din. First of all, if I come to somebody and I say, I need money. I need you should invest in a project. I need you should lend me money. I need you to give me money. So that is obviously the person is I mean, doge chesed, but the pshat is a certain decision how much to give. That's one. The second inyan is if I keep needing, if I'm a constant nitzach, so my mitzias is told the other person, and I'm in a position of a nidoin and a dayan. But the thing that I don't have is, but let's say the person, I got the loan from the person or the grant or whatever it is, and I built up my own business and I became self-sufficient. So at the point that I'm self-sufficient, I'm finished. I mean, the din's over. It's finished. There's no ongoing din. The olam emtsoi, because it has its shalom, which means it's reached its point of stability and existence, doesn't any longer really need din and hashpah from elyonim. The lower world, by its nature, is something which is a lacking. It's something which doesn't have. It's a constant chasa, so it's constantly drawing on what's above it.
The emtsoi, I mean, for its etzem kiyum, it needs to come onto the elyonim, even though the day-to-day...
But I can't... You know, once it's reached stability, I don't see a constant yenika. Emes that, just like Malachim to be created, everything is a nivra. But a Malach, once it's created, he has his mitzvahs and that's it. People are not like that. They're constantly in need of a new mitzvahs, and that's why it's more pronounced the nekuda of din by people than it is by malachim.
Mm-hmm. Just one child on the dain, the whole muscle to dain. A dain is l'chayr just being mevara. How is it sort of doma? The dain is sort of...
It's not 100% correct, and let me explain why. There's one chelik of a din teira that a person is mevara to mitzias. There's a second chelik with a... in very, very rarely is there a clear-cut din which fits into a box that a computer could do. There's a shikul hadas, so how much of it is magia to him, and how much is magia to him? The psak din, the gzeira of the dayanim, is a form of cutting a piece. In other words, of the piece that's up for grabs, we have $100,000 in a din taira. Part of it, what part of it fits the tainis? Bederchlal, very rarely, I mean, that's why it says the Marshal Betzia, Ipshar is better than Din. Very rarely does the Taina per se, is the Din like in Yisav Heta, Kosha, Treif. Bederchlal, it's a shikul between the various merits of the different Tainas. That's where Chash Mishra works. And that's why Ipshar is a better form than Din, because Derchlal is Stadim Lekan or Lekan, and you try to pass Kifi Erechat Stadim. That's one nekuda. So he's finished this nekuda. That the reason why this world is din is because it's tachten, it's always zokuk to havaya, and it is not, and it has to justify its kiyum, it has to constantly get kiyum, and the din that he's talking about here is broader than midas din versus chesed. It's the musig that it has to keep getting, and we have to keep cutting a piece and giving it. This is a completely different pshat on why it is not, why the middle world is not shechted in. Because the middle world is, because in the middle world it is harmonious, there's no internal din needed. But up to the first pshat dealt with din in the entire mareches of al yonim tachtoyim. Here is dealing with din in the pnimistika inyan of within itself. So it's called el masholim. Ko'el matachna el madin ki kontra kolim sebezeh. In the lower world, in our world, there's a constant tension since the pieces have not clicked into their place the way they should be. There's always a jockeying for position. וצורך כאן לדין, כדיין הוא שמחייב שייתן זה לזה כך וכך, וגם מחייב לאחס למי שלא כך מה שאירה לכך. וטוב זה ולא מתחת. The constant realigning of the halakim to give what's needed and you know, and to make sure the pieces are in place, that's the mitzvahs of this world. V'dover zehu boilem atachten, kadei moishlem shem Hashem Hashemayim etzvahem, shem moishlem pa'al tachtoinim, heim shegoyze mechayib ma'ishiten zeh lezeh lefi ha'seder ha'mishpat ha'shesida manik. The Shemayim and the Tzvahim, they're the ones that are po'al b'tachtoinim, and they're goyze the pieces, how to fit the pieces in. In other words, just like a foreman tells the workers which brick to lay where and where to slice off a half a brick and where to fit in a brick, that's the tzivri of the elder to the tachtoin. The picture, whenever you want, let's say when a person wants to make a puzzle, so he has a picture of the entire puzzle in front of him. You know, he has like the picture on the cover, which is the entire, and he puts the bits and pieces in to see the picture that is on that cover. That's, so in other words, the middle world is like that world of Shalem. Shalem, Shalem. It's the complete, all the pieces are there. And therefore, the pieces all fit into, the pieces all go into that, everything fits in that piece, that's one. And then he says, and then the pieces are there fit. The pieces in the lower world, the top world fits it into the seder it has. Since the middle world has a mahalach, a metzias, a mahus of shalom, so it is organizing the lower world to fit into this piece. Because when a chela comes along and asks, how do you know I took too much? Mechatesi doesn't come finished. The terrorist says, I take a look at the whole piece. And I say, look, this is the way the whole thing looks when it's harmonious. If you have a piece that's more than the piece, then that's where the problem lies. The dove is a ubal matachin kadia moishim im shemayim tzoyim she moishim pa'am tachtoinim heim she goizim v'chayim ma'ashit azel azel lefi aseda v'mishvat aseda manik hu Hashem Yisbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who laid out a certain seder, and the middle world is enforcing that seder on the lower world. This is another nekuda here that the Maral is Mavliya. I'm not sure that he's mechaber exactly to what I'm going to tell you, but it definitely worked well. One of the things in this world is, like we said before, as opposed to the Olam HaEmes, which is a very clear and complete unit, this Olam is Murkav, and everything consists of things put together. The Harkava, the Etzim, requires Mishkol and Mida and so on. Let's give a very clear marshal. The most elementary Harkava in our world is where you take elements together and make a compound out of it. You take hydrogen and oxygen and make water out of it. There is a clear amount of hydrogen to oxygen, a clear proportion. It will only work with that proportion. It more or less will give you extra. It's not going to merge. It's true of all compounds. It's true of the whole physical world, the whole chemical world, has very clear gedorim how much will mix with what. Ecologically, like he says over here also, the water that goes up from the ocean, it will at some point be dumped. The world exists in very clear gedorim, which constantly regulate each other. It's because it's a Murkav. You cannot be a Murkav without a clear Hagdara. And let me explain this, because this is a little bit of a Eila Nekuda. When something consists of its own Metzias, its own Metzias is self-defined, and that's what it is. if I define something by harkava, if I don't give an exact amount, then I don't have a clear metzias to the harkava. L'mashal, when a person makes a food that requires a very, very clear measurement, souffle. So if it's not exactly the right drops, don't be harsh, I haven't made one ever in my life. I don't know if I ever tasted one, but I've read that it's very difficult. So if it's not exact, it's not a souffle. A cholent can have any amount of anything. But it's called a cholent, which basically colloquially means it has no tzuritit. It's whatever you happen to have available got dumped in. Something that has a mitzias, as opposed to cholent, which is a toyu vavoyu. It's a bunch of stuff. You know, it's whatever potluck. So that has no mitzias. It's not a harkava. It's a mish. It's an irbuv. But if something has a mitzias through harkava, you want to make a material. You want to make concrete out of limestone, out of this and that. You have to measure it exactly, because to become a specific inyan through harkava requires very clear hagdaras how much of each. If it doesn't need it, so it's not one unit. So it's a mish. The difference between a compound and a mixture is as much as you want, because it has no definite surah to it. A compound has a very definite surah to it. And salt is very clearly chlorine and sodium with a very, very clear proportion, period. That is a very clear material. A soup is whatever you happen to have. So there's a difference. Every harkavi says is built on din be'etzim, because what keeps the nyanim aligned to a higher purpose, what keeps the cheese and the eggs and the milk and whatever it is that goes into the souffle as a perfectly making that the perfect unit is the harkava, is the yachas between them. So every harkava has din as its pnimius tikka metzias. That's what it is, and that's the way it has to be. That's the inyan that he says. Any questions?
So yes.
What?
Yaakov is Yaakov's here. He's just had a little procedure on his throat today, so he can't speak. So he's just written something. I'm leaving it. So what's the problem with mine? He's asking like this, that Eish is the simon of Midas Adin because it takes things down to the core. It takes off everything else. So this seems to be the opposite of Harkava, which is putting things together.
So to put it correctly, Din measures the different protim. So when you manchol Midas Adin on Harkava, you take away what's excess, what's not right. It's the same process in a different order. In other words, Midas Adin measures out what should be there, and things that are extra or not functioning, whatever, it gets rid of. So Din is the prop of the Nekudas to see are they shayach to the whole. It's the same process. In other words, a proper harkava is made when it's been din, when all the pieces crop each other are been din. Whereas Midas Adin is when you break the harkava apart, because it's not bounded well together. It's the same process. It's the same thing. Okay, next week in Mitzvah Shem will be the chas of my son's chas, as I will not be here. So I'll be gone for the week in Mitzvah Shem, pretty much. I'll leaving. We're leaving Monday to Toronto and coming back Tuesday. There'll be Shabbos here, and then there is.